My name is Liam Morgan and I live in the townland of Dorshey in South Armagh. The Irish name for Dorshey is Na Dorshey and it means the gateway to Ulster. The population in Dorshey in 1841 was 984, including 166 houses. However, over a period of 110 years, the number of households more than halved and the population dropped by 73%. In the 10 years to 1851, the famine years, the townland lost 184 of its people. Thereafter, the population fell at a constant rate until the 1920s, when the fall slowed. The townland of Dorshey has a number of divisions, such as Dorshey Cavan O'Hanlon, Dorshey Hearty, Dorshey Mullin Glass, Dorshey MacDonald and Dorshey MacIver, some now known by other names. The total area of these parts is about 2,500 acres. Dorshey MacIver, now called simply Dorshey, is the largest townland in the parish. The want of a proper schoolhouse for their children prompted the inhabitants of the Dorshey area to come together in 1830 and build a school by voluntary labour and public subscription. They obtained a rent-free site from Arthur McHugh Bond, a relative of the principal landlord of the district, Walter McHugh Bond. It was located on the Dorshey Road on land near a hill then known as Brian Conlon's Bay, which is now at the bottom of my lane. This first school was about 500 yards on the Drumill side of its eventual replacement, built in 1910. The new school was a one-roomed building which measured 30 feet long by 12 feet wide and 10 feet high, and was slated, plastered and whitewashed. It was furnished with three tables, three forms of 15 feet and six forms of 6 feet long. The site at which Dorshey National School was built is now owned by a man called Martin Reel and is situated on my road. The chapel in Dorshey is over 50 years old and was built by local people. The place where the chapel was built was donated by a local, Felix Mackin.